Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So the rumor that Trump is going to pick Rubio, or Rubio's on the shortlist for vice president, we got a text that you can't have a vice president and president from the same state, which I thought was true, but Joe's telling me during the commercial break that's not true.
No. It was, but it's not, for reasons that are complicated and only vaguely in the back of my mind. We'll get to that in a little while.
I don't need to know why.
That will come up.
So just in case you hear that, apparently that's not a problem.
Yeah, I think it will come up over and over again, so we'll get to that eventually. But right now, it's a pleasure to talk to Dr. Owen Anderson, longtime professor at Arizona State University, who is joining with the Goldwater Institute to sue Arizona State for a number of different reasons, and I don't want to steal his thunder, but it has to do with being forced to submit to DEI training. And in violation not only of conscience and beliefs about race, but in violation of state law. Dr. Owen Anderson joins us. May we call you Owen, sir?
Yes, please do. And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's beyond our pleasure. This is at the top of our list of jihads. But so what did Arizona State tell you you had to do, and why do you object?
Well, I've been teaching at ASU for over 21 years. So I've been there quite a while, and I've always, you know, I've gotten good reviews for my teaching and my work as a professor. I've published widely in my field. But then about 2 years ago, November 2022, I got a notification that I have required DEI training. It's called Inclusive Communities. And I think everybody who works at a state university is in favor of inclusion, and, you know, everybody should be able to go to state university without any exception. So it sounds good, inclusive communities. Mm-hmm. But when you look into the content, I mean, I think it's startling. One thing the Goldwater Institute has done is they've made the content known publicly. And anyone who reads it is kind of startled, like, wow, that's actually racism. What it does is it divides people up into races, and then it treats them differently based on their race, based on their skin color, which is the very definition of racism. And so I said, yeah, I'm not going to take that because it violates my conscience. I believe racism is wrong in any setting. And so I'm not going to be able to participate. So that it stays on my file saying this is required and I'm overdue. And I'm supposed to take it once every 2 years. So that time is coming up soon here where I won't have taken it in 2 years. And so I've always had this kind of threat hanging over me then that I may be disciplined for not meeting the requirement of this DEI training.
You said something there, Owen, that went by quickly, but I think is pretty significant, and because we've observed this over and over again. Many people don't know what's in these so-called training courses, and as soon as they're exposed to the truth, they're shocked by it. And it's odd, to say the least, that Arizona State has training programs that when people see their content are horrified by them. That shouldn't be there should be much more transparency than that.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that's part of what's going to happen is that this is a state agency, and I'm a state employee, and so anything that goes on needs to be known to the public. The taxpayers need to know this is the kind of thing going on. It's one thing to teach about DEI for those who are interested. It's quite another thing to require it, and it goes beyond simply requiring you watch a video. There's a quiz you have to take. And so the quiz, the way the answers are set up, compels you to agree with the content. So, for example, there might be a true-false question, and it says, something like white people don't know about their privilege, and you're supposed to say true, which means you agree with it.
Right.
And I can read, if you like, I've got some of them here.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Some of the content from the slides includes, one of the main topics is white supremacy and how the whole United States system is structurally racist. And so they'll have topics like explaining white privilege to a broke white person. So even though this person's broke, they're white, and so just in virtue of that, they're privileged. White fragility. There's a whole video about white fragility and how white people don't accept their responsibility for all the past evils. And that's one of the main things that goes on in these, is that all of history leading up to the present is blamed on people for their race. Because of your race, because of your skin color, you're responsible for things that happened in the past. And then there's
right, and you are just assumed, well, not assumed, but it's aggressively taught that you have a certain set of characteristics because of your skin color, which is the definition of racism.
Well, so you decided not to take the training. Do you have any idea if you did take the training but you said false to the true false question? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what I did was I started going through it, and I said this is wrong. And I looked at the quizzes, and I said, I'm not going to do these. And so I never finished it. So I don't know what would have happened if I simply disagreed with the answers. But what I did was I started a Substack, Dr. Owen Anderson on Substack, and I just started talking about this stuff because I said the public needs to know about this. This is not right. The idea of a state university is a very good idea. We should have universities that are affordable for the people of the state. And you can send your children there. You can afford, it's gone up a lot in price, but hopefully you can afford a good education. But then what's happened is these state universities are actively teaching a very partisan ideology. And it alienates conservatives, Christians. I mean, we had Dennis Prager out to ASU last year, and the vast majority of our honors college wrote a letter about how he's a white nationalist. Dennis Prager.
Beautiful. We're talking to Dr. Owen Anderson of Arizona State University. He and Goldwater Institute are suing Arizona State University for mandatory DEI training. And all of this is absolutely right, and I believe it fervently from a moral point of view. But it's also, correct me if I'm wrong, it's just literally illegal in Arizona to have this sort of mandatory training that teaches essentially discrimination based on race.
Yes, that's right. We have a law that prohibits state agencies from using state money to teach any kind of race blame or judgment based on race. And that should just be common sense. I mean, the idea that you blame a people group based on their skin color for something that you say all those people are wrong, that's just what racism is. That's what we're opposed to. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. taught us to avoid, judging people based on their skin color instead of their character. So it should be obvious, but what's happened is most of this is done secretly behind the scenes and people don't know about it. So one thing that was interesting to me as I started my Substack is I would get emails from parents who said, I had no idea. I mean, I always assumed a university is liberal, but I had no idea how bad it was.
So what was that true false question again?
The true false question. Let me give an example. Here's another one. I have it in front of me. Which of the following areas of the university should address DEIB? So diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. This is multiple choice. But the correct answer is D. DEIB should be part of every facet of the university.
Right.
So to get that question right, you have to agree that DEIB should be part of every single facet of the university. And, of course, I don't agree about that at all.
Right.
And then including microbiology. Good luck with that.
Right. And then
that's
physics.
Exactly right. There's a big push for that in the sciences, yep.
How do you work that into physics? You have any idea?
They try.
Yeah, I've seen examples of it, and it's laughable and idiotic. Now, Dr. Anderson, I happen to know you teach philosophy and religious studies, and this is kind of an aside, but it's got to make you insane that you have this, you know, the Ibram X. Kendi point of view that you're a racist, and you have two choices. Either say, no, I'm not a racist, which proves you're a racist, or say, yes, I'm a racist, which proves you're a racist. As a guy who's devoted your life to the subtleties of knowledge and human understanding, the fact that people would fall for a scheme that stupid has got to make you insane.
Well, one of my classes I love teaching is Introduction to Logic.
Right.
And so you're right. What stuns me is I'm teaching my freshmen simple logical fallacies to avoid, and then I'm seeing them by people who have advanced degrees. And so it is stunning to me. The one you just gave from Ibram X. Kendi is a great example where you're simply assume that you are a racist. This begs the question, and you can't say anything back, or else that just simply proves the point as well. So, yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it's one thing that is I love university. I love studying philosophy. I love studying all subjects. But this is a real mark against an argument that says, hey, everyone should go to college. But wait a minute. Your most advanced professors can't avoid simple logical fallacies.
So I was talking to a philosophy major the other day, got their graduate degree in philosophy from Berkeley. And I brought up Nietzsche, and they said, Nietzsche's a bunch of crap. You got to read Kant or Hume. Would you agree or not with that? Nietzsche, a bunch of crap.
You want to give? Yeah. I think he is overrated. He appeals to people who think I want to do what I want to do.
There you go.
So the power of your will.
Nietzsche's a bunch of crap. There you go.
Wow. There you go. Summarized an entire class there in 30 seconds. You're gifted, Jack. You're a gifted
student.
Saved
me a lot of time there. So a whole bunch of people. Like, so would your take be that, like, practically everybody there at the university did take that test and answered to a question like true or false, white people aren't understanding their white privilege? Like, most people took it and said true?
Well, I don't have access to the numbers,
sure,
but I would have to assume that's true. Yeah. I have a few people who reached out to me and they said they didn't take it either. And so I do know there's a couple of us, but I think the people who agree with me at ASU mostly are silent because they know if I speak up, there's all kinds of subtle ways they can harass you. And I mean, I've sat through faculty meetings where we're supposed to be talking about the business of our school, classes, enrollment, things like that. And we'll touch on those. And then we get right into left-wing politics and how bad conservatives and Christians are. And so there's all kinds of ways that you can be made to feel uncomfortable at work, which if it was done to anyone else, they would say, hey, that's illegal.
But unless you drop to your knees and pledge fealty to their religion. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Owen Anderson.
What you just said is important. It's a religion. It has all the same marks of religion. I don't say that as a put down because I'm a Christian. I'm not actually also a Christian pastor, but it has the marks of a religion in terms of having assumptions that you're not allowed to question, and then having this kind of missionary zeal where they want to convert all the young people to their religion.
Well, and like some religions or even phases of Christianity of the past, they want to hurt anyone who refuses to come around. But we're about out of time. You know, we ought to have Dr. Anderson back again sometime, whether on
absolutely
the air or do a podcast. I would love to do a podcast on logical fallacies. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
But hey, stay in touch on this. We're 100% on your side, rooting for you, and it's been great to talk. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And as you learn, Nietzsche's a bunch of crap. So,
just to summarize.
Yeah. I found that humorous. I was talking to somebody. They had, you know, advanced degree from one of the major universities. I brought up Nietzsche in philosophy. And they're like, that's not people, real people in philosophy don't talk about Nietzsche. That's like for Reddit forums and stoned high college kids. That's not where real philosophy
like
is. Well,
that's like just your opinion, man.
God, that would be a tough situation to be in. You got a good job. You got tenure. You like living there. You got a family. And I gotta click true for white people don't recognize their privilege. Oh, shut up with that crap.
I think you just heard what character sounds like. Yeah. Principle.
Your reaction, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today, President Biden posted his bracket and he picked the favorite UConn to repeat as national champions. Yeah, Biden relates to UConn because they both have a 38% chance of winning again. That's right. Biden has UConn, Houston, North Carolina, and Tennessee in his final four. Trump didn't fill out a bracket because he doesn't have the $10 to join the pool.
Did Biden go with like three of the number one seeds and then the number two there? That's what kind of bracket
sounds
is
like
that? people posting their brackets. I guess that's a big thing on social media is you take a picture of your bracket and post it there. So there's a receipt. So you can't go claiming some BS about what
to
you thought.
Whom in what setting?
I don't know. I was thinking about this earlier. I used to be involved in so many different things. Like, I used to watch movies. I used to watch TV shows. I used to watch sports. I used to fill out a bracket, maybe a couple, and be excited about it. I don't do any of those things anymore. I just work, go home, laundry, meals, homework, get up, repeat. And I don't think that's working out for me from a enjoying life standpoint. Of course, you have to find time to fit all that other stuff in, but I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'm
going to recapture the joy. Or you can tell me, because you always already raised your kids. Is that just, this is just this period, this is the way it is, and then you go back to that later. Is that what it is?
Well, yes, but I had a fully involved spouse.
Yeah, that does make a difference.
A hard-working, fully involved spouse.
Yeah, that does make a difference, which I recognize on a daily basis. I have no bracket. I should fill out a bracket, although I didn't watch any games this year. So
I don't know. Don't need to. What's that got to do with it? Nothing.
That's how you win.
I don't want to just randomly pick who's going to be in my bracket.
Just pick two upsets in that bracket, 3 in that one, 1 in that one, and hope.
I always pick the University of Kansas, except in the years where they actually win the national championship. Those are the years that I didn't pick the University of Kansas for some dumb reason.
Good strategy.
Man, just came across a poll about attitudes in Gaza and the West Bank. There ain't going to be a two-state solution. Maybe we'll get to that at some point. It's highly troubling.
It seems self-evident to me for a long time, but I'll withhold my comments.
For about 50 years, maybe. That's been self-evident, I think. What was the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, so we gotta clean this up. Got some more presidential politics that I actually think are interesting about the presidential race and running mates and some different things that different campaigns are doing. But we got a whole bunch of people saying Marco Rubio can't be the Veep because they're both from the same state. We're getting lots of texts on that. And I always thought that was true, too. You're saying definitively that is not true.
Yes.
So we can just take that off the table. So don't worry about that. Because NBC reported yesterday they had 6 sources saying Trump is strongly looking at Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, as his vice presidential running mate, which I think would be a huge political move if Rubio would take it. I have no idea if he wants that job or not.
Yeah, I can explain why a lot of people think that at some point. Just because, you know, people are wrong all the time, and I would like to back up my assertion with some facts.
It's the most boring urban legend of all time. It's not true.
Agreed.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And no winners. The jackpots keep getting bigger. Powerball's at least $687 million. And Mega Millions. Friday's drawing $977 million and counting.
Yes, $1 billion! I'm buying a ticket! Woo! Then I'll be happy.
That's right. Richness means happiness. Money can buy... No, it can't. We were discussing this the other day at a fair length, the fact that this World Happiness Survey came out again. And Finland, as usual, on top. And most notably... crazily, while older Americans were in the top 10, right? Ranked 10th.
In the United States? Yeah, the United States fell out of the top whatever for the first time ever. Driven almost entirely by young people. Our over 60 crowd, top 10 happiest in the entire world, but our under 30 crowd, number 62.
Correct, yeah, which is shocking. And that's a stark decline, too, for the younger people. A couple of angles to this, both of which I think are really, really important. First of all, Finland winning all the time, or being on top all the time. I found the article I was looking for. It's so informative. First of all, this poll... the what it polls is not smiles, laughter, and other outward expressions of joy. Instead, the report relies on Gallup polls, which ask respondents to imagine a ladder with steps numbered from 0 to 10. The top rung, 10, represents the best possible life for you, while the bottom rung, 0, represents the worst.
Wow, the worst? Like a gulag with rats gnawing at my toes?
Or I'm currently on fire? I don't know exactly, but... and then survey participants obviously report the number that they think they're currently standing on. In other words, you're deemed happy if your actual life circumstances approximate your highest expectations. Given this, I'm going to quote now from this article, which I think is terrific. Given this emotionless definition of happiness, it is not surprising why my compatriots, she's a Finn, I should have said, score high on what should be described as average life evaluations. Compared with most other countries, objective living circumstances in Finland are very good indeed. Very low rates of poverty, homelessness, great universal education, that sort of thing. And these are the kinds of factors most experts focus on when making sense of why Finland, Denmark, and other Nordic welfare states dominate the happiness rankings. But there is more to the story. We should not ignore expectations, the other aspect of the formula used. Consistent with their Lutheran heritage, the Nordic countries are united in their embrace of curbed aspirations for the best possible life. This mentality is famously captured in the Laws of Jante. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but a set of commandments believed to capture something essential about the Nordic disposition.
Boy, I don't know this. I'm fascinated. I don't know this.
You're not to think you are anything special. You're not to imagine yourself better than we are. You're not to think you are so good at anything that earns you status. It's a culture of modesty and wow. Contentment with what you have.
That sounds like what I grew up with. So that was just in the culture, which is not surprising because, like, my mom and, like, everybody in South Dakota, everybody came from that area of the world.
Right.
It's not surprising that that is what the culture is like in that part of the country, because that is absolutely what the vibe was for me as a kid.
Yeah, I would agree. The Nordic ethos stands in particularly stark contrast to the American culture characterized by, she quotes the sociologist Robert Merton in the 1930s, quote, extreme emphasis upon the accumulation of wealth as a symbol of success.
Yeah, because I'm looking at that ladder. If 0 is I'm on fire currently, 10 is I'm having an orgasm while I scratch the winning lottery ticket.
That's some heady stuff up there on rung number 10. That's right, son. But then one final quote. In these societies, the imaginary 10-step ladder is not so tall. The first rung is pretty high up, and the distance between the steps is relatively short. People are socialized to believe that what they have is as good as it gets or close enough. This mindset explains why Finns are the happiest people in the world, despite living in small apartments, earning modest incomes, and even more limited purchasing power thanks to high prices and taxes. It's cultural.
I love that answer. Well, first of all, your socialist crowd always tries to convince you that the reason that these countries are at the top is because socialism makes people so happy. And that's not what it is. It's this. It's the expectations thing.
Yeah, yeah, that I would agree.
I would say it's the expectations vibe and the whatever that commandments thing is that has somehow magically survived socialism.
The commandments thing?
Yeah.
You lost
me. Well, whatever that list of 10 things to...
Oh, yeah. The Law of Jante or whatever they call it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's one part of this puzzle. The other part is why our young kids are so miserable. And that is absolutely evident to me. Gene Twenge, the great Brit scientist, has written extensively about this and persuasively. It is smartphones and social media, period.
Well, boy, and just you couldn't come up with anything more opposite the idea of this is enough. This is all. I'm nothing special. That is 180 degrees from everything you get from the YouTube world.
And the evil of that is double. It's twofold. Speaking of academic pursuits, because the opportunity cost. Number one, and I'm you know what? Maybe I should just read this email because it's so good. Not only are you getting all sorts of unhealthy anxiety and depression causing interactions with people, that time is opportunity cost. It's time lost to be doing the things that matter, if I might, quoting from, we'll just say Al Anonymous. Speaking as a young man with a before and after of social media usage, I can absolutely attest to its detrimental effects on today's youth. I am unspeakably angered with the assertion that banning TikTok will lead young people resorting to self-harm. I've unfortunately had periods of my life where I was hurting myself regularly and can attest wholeheartedly that the motivation to do so is complicated. However, with everything in me, I know that an addiction to social media only served to keep me in maladaptive cycles and in some cases worsen my situation. Nothing is more depressing than constantly seeking happiness in a place where it does not truly exist. We can pause there if you'd like. This kid not only has got a great vocabulary, this young man, but that's eloquent. Nothing is more depressing than constantly seeking happiness in a place where it does not exist. I still struggle, but deleting my social media accounts and taking up reading and writing has shown me that there's fulfillment to be had in this world. I hope for TikTok to be banned because of all those hostilities presented by the Chinese government. Additionally, I hope it's banned for the harm it does to young people everywhere. From conversations with my classmates, American high schoolers are aware there are harmful side effects, but elect to be fully ignorant, or I would just say that's how addiction works. The Chinese Communist Party is well aware there are harmful side effects and are most likely elated, deeply offended by the oversimplification of what causes self-harm and the misguided notion that maintained presence of an addictive substance. Essentially, what he's saying is it's an idiotic notion that you have to keep the addictive substance on hand. Otherwise, the person might hurt themselves. Teach kids that there is joy in the things you have to work for. Not that there is nothing wrong with their 7 hours a day spent scrolling through TikToks, but so he's looking at both sides of the coin. That you're denying yourself the joy of the things that matter. Actual human connection, conversation, looking somebody in the eye, giving them a hug, being on a team, working with human beings while you are torturing yourself with the empty calories of scrolling endlessly through tweets or videos or reels or TikToks or whatever.
Man, that whole Scandinavian rules of whatever, where you just have lower expectations, which is regularly in America, and I'm as pro-American as you can get, but culturally we're in a bad spot right now. This idea that not wanting to be rich and famous and all that is somehow settling for something bad. We got to get rid of that.
Yeah, boy, my opinions on this are really complicated. Culture is everything. Why don't we start there, as they make clear in the discussion of the Nordic countries, and part of the reason that worked was because their cultures are so monochromatic. And I don't mean skin color, I just mean cultural assumptions. Culture means everything. And the idea that we should just chuck American culture or not value it and just bring in anybody from all over the world because diversity is our greatest strength is one of the most idiotic notions I've ever heard in my life. But more on that another time.
Clearly need to bring in more Finns.
Well, that would be helpful. But to your point, we as the great media innovator, the great technology innovator, I think we're the first to experience the negative effects of having a media-driven culture. And I understand, given what we do for a living, it sounds kind of ironic, but we're as much media critics as we are media participants. So we were the first culture to see what rampant consumerism does to people's souls.
Mm.
The constant lust for fame, what that does to people's souls.
Stuff and fame. Yeah, we do lead the world in that, seeking stuff and fame.
And ridiculous sky-high expectations as well.
And Mr. Beast, the most popular YouTuber ever, the other day had a tweet on Twitter about how depressing it is that so many of his fans want to be YouTube stars. And he said, you're not going to be a YouTube star. Find something you like and pursue it, but you're not going to be. I'll bet he thinks that I've gotten very wealthy, but I've done a lot of damage to the world. Every kid thinks they're going to be Mr. Beast.
Yeah, and often for the wrong reasons. I mean, if you want to make a lot of money, I can respect that, I suppose. But
well, he
the idea
so
that being famous is somehow a good in itself is just wrong.
I don't know.
It's incorrect.
Where does that come from? Is that always
it,
been?
It looks glamorous. It looks cool.
So is it just
to be loved and known and respected? And the rest.
So is that just an extension of everybody wants to be popular? You wish you were popular in high school, so it's just a magnified extension of that to want to be famous, I guess.
Yeah. So how would you describe that then? It's impersonal popularity. It's your image is popular among people who don't know you.
But if and I don't know how much this is true today, but look at the happiness ratings. But if the average Finn is thinking you're nothing special, but the average American is thinking, look how special I am with all these posts on Instagram. I mean, the post is basically stating I'm special because of this outfit, this vacation location, this meal I'm eating.
Right.
This ass I've got, whatever it is. I mean, you're basically just screaming, I'm special, I'm special.
Right, we're breeding narcissistic personality disorder.
Wow, that is something.
But, there's no fixing this societally, all right? There isn't. There is fixing it in your own heart.
Or for your children.
Yeah, if you can try and realize it's hard, but that's the most important thing you'll ever do.
That's all I think about is my kids. My time is over. I've no fixing me at this point. I'm up.
Well, please, that's self-evident. But don't worry about the culture. Worry about you and yours. And we wish you well. We truly do.
Got a couple of political updates for you I want to get to on the way. Stay with us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Major League Baseball, the first game of the season kicking off in South Korea, and there was a bomb scare before the game and a threat aimed at one of the league's biggest stars. Officers sweeping the stadium for explosives. Of course, none were found. By the way, that star player, Shohei Ohtani, making his debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers, going 2-for-5 with an RBI single and a stolen base. The Dodgers beating the Padres 5-2.
And Shohei Ohtani made $50,000 on that because he had bet on himself
to get two hits.
Hopefully not. His interpreter is the story is that his interpreter stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. So his interpreter was gambling. We don't know on what, but that's a big ESPN story. And Shohei Ohtani, the biggest star in all of baseball, did not show up to the press room and turned this over to lawyers, so we'll see how this shakes out. Could the whiff of gambling is pro sports really hates that.
Oh, and the greatest, most exciting star in the game.
So here's a couple of political notes for you. First of all, Trump needs to come up with $500 million by Monday somehow. This is that he defrauded lenders thing from New York, even though the lenders never complained at any point, but the attorney general decided to bring it on behalf of the people
thing. Years later.
And the judge says, yep.
In an election year.
Yeah. And she ran on the idea that I'm going to bring down Trump, and everybody cheered because they hate Trump. Anyway, this is a problematic. And Trump is going to appeal, and a lot of people think that at the very least, it's going to be the number that he owes is going to be brought way down, maybe thrown out completely. But anyway, for now, by Monday, he's got to come up with $500 million. And where is he going to get that? And if he can't come up with it, is some of his major holdings going to be taken from him? One of his buildings, even? We'll see. But Trump might be in line for a $3.5 billion windfall from Truth Social, which I didn't know was doing that well, but this is one of those meme stock things. Donald Trump's supporters are pushing to hand him nearly $3.5 billion by driving up the value of his up till recently also ran social media platform, Truth Social, which I've never been on. Have you?
No.
But it's on the cusp of getting approval to be listed on the stock market. And obviously that would give, I mean, that would probably more than double Trump's actual net worth.
I don't know how you would drive up the value of something that's not on the stock market yet, but I'll just accept that it's true because yeah, I saw that story too.
Right, and it's in the Wall Street Journal, so it must make sense somehow. Trump supporters banded together to push up the stock, valuing Truth Social to a staggering $6 billion. Truth Social could go public as soon as next week. If the deal goes through, Trump's $3.5 billion windfall could ease his financial pressure and boost his political campaign. He needs money for a variety of reasons, including why we just said. Biden currently has a massive campaign cash lead over Trump as the general election begins. It's not even close for a variety of reasons there. Also, how big a deal is that? Well, Karl Rove wrote an opinion piece today saying it's not as big a deal for Trump and Biden specifically as what it does for the party. So the Democrats have a huge advantage in being able to organize in the various battleground states in a way that the Republicans might not be able to because they don't have a whole bunch of money to, you know, run the ads, hire the people, all that different sort of stuff, which I guess is important. I don't know. They claim it's important. I never know if it actually is. One other thing I wanted to get out. Oh, so Joe Biden trying to get back the Hispanic vote. We mentioned this yesterday.
Good luck.
Yeah. So they launched earlier this week a big new television advertisement campaign because they got so much money to spend. And the Biden campaign aiming at Hispanic voters recorded commercials in English, Spanish, and Spanglish and a bunch of regional accents to try to reach as many people. And they did not use the term Latinx. Because apparently they've wised up more than NPR, for instance, or your local university, and figured that Hispanic people hate the term Latinx.
They're not super fond of senile old guys either, so they're up against it.
Or a lot of your woke agenda.
Ugh.
Armstrong and Getty.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJACQUI.com. Made for women by women.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.